Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, I know we keep talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and everybody else. Could he be the face of the league? Could he end up as the guy as the face of the league? If he wins the championship here, it's like this is your one shining moment, but in the NBA. Okay. There you go. I was right. Was I not right?
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton?
Yeah, because I did say that I wanted it fact checked. Oh, what do you think?
That you're saying that he would be the face of the league.
I said he can vie for face of the league, can he not? If they win, and they're
that
not going to win.
That means one shining moment. That means one moment doesn't mean you're the face of the league.
Now, he did have like 4 shining moments.
Yeah, that's what I'm meaning.
He also had 4 points last night.
Yeah, he had 0 field goals. Now, did have the injury.
Well, that's not a shining moment, and he had an injury. So we take him and we make him what he is, or what we want him to be. He is the catalyst for an injury. He is the catalyst for a loss because of an injury. And I can do the same thing with Darius Garland if I want to. Because it does annoy me, and I think that several people on the internet seem to agree with me, that I think it's been a convenient thing here over the last month with Darius's injury to find the folks who have been wanting to move on from Darius Garland to find their convenience of moving on from Darius Garland. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to move on from him, that they're going to combat that argument, but I think it's much easier said than done considering what you can or can't get back because of what's going on with the second apron. And, you know, I don't think we made a very big deal about the Desmond Bane trade yesterday that maybe we should have, because a lot of folks are wondering whether or not Orlando has passed you up. Now, I think that some of that is crazy talk, because they're disappointed in the Cavs and how the season ended, but I think a lot of people are talking about whether or not the Cavs were passed up because of this Desmond Bane trade, which was a big, big, big trade in NBA parlance.
I thought it was a great trade for them. I thought it was the perfect time to swoop in. It reminded me, like I said yesterday, of the Indiana Pacers trading for Siakam. Not necessarily a household name or, you know, a perennial MVP candidate. You know, Desmond Bane is just a role player, right? But a really good one. Somebody who is a really, really good shooter, and he can defend at times, and he can defend 1 through 4. He can switch. Seems to be perfect additive for what they need.
7:20, Lima has a special event tonight that he wants to have a couple of pops at, and he doesn't know if he's going to be allowed to by his wife. We will tell you about that coming up at 7:20 this morning. I have heard a sentiment here, and I think that we do need to be careful about it. And 6:40, by the way, I have a dangerous comparison to make between your Cleveland Guardians and another team. There's been something that's been written and said even. I heard Nick and Jonathan talking yesterday, and I don't think they're wrong about this. Usually we go on the attack and we say when each other's wrong. Ivan yesterday, and I heard Nick and Jonathan talking about how, you know, whoever wins, that team ends up being emulated. Like if the Oklahoma City Thunder win, then teams tend to want to build like that. And I think, you know what? In so many ways, it's so true. Across sports and for decades and decades and decades, the dominant team. But I think in today's NBA, and really over the last how many years now, I think that's a dangerous proposition for us to watch Oklahoma City and say, we need to build like that. Or for us to watch Indiana. If Indiana were to win the next 2 games, we need to build like them. There's been 7 champions in 7 years. And I think that all those teams have been different to some level. I mean, over the last 7 years, you think about it, you're going out of the tail end of the super team era into this difference of how does the CBA work? How do you put together a team? How do you make it stay as long as you can? Now we're seeing more and more, and you're noticing this. Teams have to be better on the margins. Before it was, and this is why, you know, when it comes to the big 3, core 4, whatever it is, that's part of the reason I'm a little bit skittish on moving on all these guys, or a lot skittish of it. You know, I'm seeing guys that we don't talk about during the regular season step up and play well. They're better on the margins, filling in the gaps, changing the way that they play to help fill in those gaps a little bit better. And I think that if you set yourself up to say, we are going to be Oklahoma City, we are going to be the Boston Celtics, we are going to be Team X, Team Y, Team Z, I think you're going to get lost in like 2 years. I don't know if a team has the wherewithal to be able to do that because of how the CBA works and how stringent it is now. But also, even if you were going to do it in the draft or anything, I think you can get lost real quick about the type of basketball team you want. I think we're in a very dangerous era of basketball.
Yeah,
and even the athlete that's playing the game right now.
Yeah, well, and the Pacers, they look like they're probably going to lose now. I still give them a fighting chance to win game six, and you know, who knows when you have a game seven. Who knows what kind of chaos that creates. But they built an identity. They have an identity. They do it differently than just about any team. And here they are in the NBA Finals, and they've been in the Eastern Conference Finals two consecutive years.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Have overachieved both years. The Cavs, it all comes back to whether or not we think fundamentally the Cavs are built the right way. Now, we've given Kobe Altman a ton of credit, rightfully so, for building a team that anybody would even think would have a chance with the two small guards, right? And, you know, the duplication they have with the two big men. Remember, we've been arguing about this forever, whether or not this actually works. In the regular season, it works. That debate is over. I mean, they cruise to the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
So it works in a regular season. Now, of course, coming back next year, fans aren't going to care about a regular season. They're going to care whether or not this team can catapult off of that and use their identity to win in the postseason. And that is the hard part of this, because it's not easy to just say, okay, you know, I don't know that Darius and Donovan work anymore. Let's trade Darius no matter what. Mm-hmm. I've never said that. You know, if you're going to do a Darius trade, it has to make sense. You have to get longer. You have to get more athletic. You have to get bigger. You know, you have to find different types of ways that you can do this. We were hoping that, you know, Donovan Mitchell would play like a superstar in the playoffs, and he didn't shoot it like a superstar. But, I mean, he got to the free throw line a ton in that series. It should have been good enough, right? If we would have operated the way that we thought we could. All right. Evan Mobley. Well, Evan Mobley just didn't get the ball enough.
No.
But Evan Mobley, that should fit on any team. Being a dominant defensive player of the year type player who can guard anybody on the perimeter and can block shots at the rim. That works with any team. That works with any identity. It's some of the other pieces that you wonder about. You know, and DeAndre Hunter unfortunately injures his hand on that dunk attempt, and that sucked. Because now, you know, you just don't know how close to 100% he was and what that did to his rhythm.
And this is another thing to it. And I might be trying to grasp at straws here for arguments for Darius Garland to some folks, but I'm going to make every single one I can. I'm going to empty the clip on it all. For Darius, you just said it. You can't just trade away Darius for nothing. The right deal has to be there. It all has to make sense with the salaries, and it all has to make sense with the tax exemptions and all that other crap that we talk about. But I think that we could find a spot where if you don't move on from Darius, and I think it's very hard to move on from him. If you don't move on from Darius, I don't think it's anything to be down about. I think it's something to learn from, and this is where the regular season matters. And you'll have to watch this going into next year. Is this a spot where the injury can actually help? Because if he's going to miss, if it's 5 months, and he's going to miss part of the beginning of the season, Evan Mobley can't sit there and change the way he's going to play. Because if you're the Cavs, all right, get those shots up. We need the ball in your hands. It's time for you to become the player we need you to be. You've been in the league here for 5 years now. I know you're still a pup, but you've been in the league here for a while. It's time for you to rise and be the type of player that we need you to be. And by the time Darius comes back, we can't go back to the old ways. If you went back to the old ways, we'll probably get the same results, and we're all going to be disappointed by that. But the regular season mattering because of the injury to Darius Garland, it may force Evan Mobley to be that type of player, and we can't take a step back from that. Because it does sound to me more and more, in the series against Indiana, if Evan Mobley was more assertive with his shot, are we able to beat Indiana in game two? If Evan Mobley is more assertive with his shot, are we able to get back in that series? I think that
teams,
I can't guarantee we'd win the series with the injuries there and just Evan Mobley being a kid. But I think that these are questions you have to ask. And would we be better off with the health of all these guys and then a more dominant, assertive Evan Mobley? I think the answer is clear to everybody.
Teams don't have an answer for a 6'11 guy dribbling who all of a sudden is bullying guys underneath the basket. They don't have an answer for that. But when you've got the two guards monopolizing all the shots, all the point of attack, you know, drives, all of that stuff, which is what we saw in that series. Again, we're talking about the injury to Garland, and yet he takes more shots than Evan Mobley in that elimination game. Can't happen.
It's not going to be exciting to move Okoro, unless you just can't stand Isaac Okoro. It's not going to be exciting to move Dean Wade for pieces that fit in. But my case in point for everything is that you may have the ingredients still with this team, watching what's gone on in this finals and the rest of the NBA playoffs, knowing that the league is as wide open as it's ever been, which is going to create more disappointment. Because there's more teams, and this is your point to a lot of this, there's more teams than ever who think they have a chance to win something. And so there's going to be more teams that are disappointed in the end. If you're not one of the two teams in the NBA past during the 2014 to 2018 run between the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors, if you weren't a fan of either one of those teams, there wasn't a reason for you to get sorely disappointed. Now there's a reason. But I think that you have to be that much better on the fill-in pieces, the guys who are the sixth, seventh, and eighth guys that come in off the bench that make that difference.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.